With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. I have your backs 100%. That's President Trump's pledge to hundreds of American generals and admirals. Summoned from all corners of the globe, they're attending a meeting at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia.
To each and every one of you, I thank you for your unwavering devotion to the armed forces and to the country that we've all sworn a sacred oath to defend. We all have that oath, every one of us. I'm thrilled to be here this morning to address the senior leadership of what is once again known around the world as the Department of War.
The President and Secretary of War Hegseth declaring an end to woke culture in the U.S. military. The President is urging Hamas to accept his 20-point Gaza peace plan. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he's on board.
I support your plan to end the war in Gaza, which achieves our war aims. It will bring back to Israel all our hostages, dismantle Hamas's military capabilities, end its political rule, and ensure that Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel.
Three people in Los Angeles face charges accused of unmasking an ICE agent.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says that the women followed the agent home, live-streamed their pursuit, and then posted the agent's address online. The defendants are each charged with one count of conspiracy and one count of publicly disclosing the personal information of a federal agent.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. President Trump says he cannot agree to Democratic demands to pay for health care for illegal immigrants, and so a government shutdown deadline looms at midnight. Wall Street, the Dow down 34 points. This is SRN News. The daughter of an imprisoned church leader in Eritrea says God does not waste pain.
A medical doctor and a leader in the Eritrean Orthodox Church remains imprisoned 21 years after his arrest. His daughter, Hannah Mengistib, tells Voice of the Martyrs that God has shown her the importance of sharing in her father's suffering. She says the Lord uses suffering to display his glory. Her father is one of more than 500 Christians currently imprisoned in Eritrea. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
More anti-Semitic incidents in three parts of the nation, this time affecting Chabad organizations across the U.S. World Israel News reports an arson attack targeted the Chabad Center in Charlotte County, Florida. A bomb threat prompted the evacuation of the University of California Santa Barbara Center. And an argument escalated into a stabbing at the UCLA Chabad Center in Los Angeles. This is SRN News. OpenAI launching new parental controls for ChatGPT aimed at making it safer for teens.
This comes after concerns about AI chatbot safety for young users, including tragic cases where teenagers took their lives after using ChatGPT. To get started, parents can send an email or text invite to their teens to link accounts. Teens can also invite parents. The new controls include automatic safeguards for teen accounts, such as reduced graphic content and restrictions on sensitive topics. Parents will have a dashboard to adjust settings and receive notifications if their child might be in distress. John Scott reporting.
Google's YouTube has agreed to pay $24.5 million to settle a lawsuit by President Trump over his 2021 account suspension that followed the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. More details at srnnews.com.